I want to go back to the chapter which has been before us. Second Kings 4. At the end of verse 23. It is well. And then in verse 26. Is it well with thee? Is it well with thy husband? Is it well with the child? And she answered, it is well, or it is peace. And I want to apply this on a personal level. In the marital situation, and with the children, and with our families. Thee, as we know in our Old English, is singular. And the question posed as to that woman was, is it well with thee? And brothers and sisters, we need to get right with God first and foremost with ourselves. We need to keep short accounts with God. We need to be prepared by what we've been considering today to be able and to be ready in whatever circumstances of life, that we have that relationship and that practical reliance on God and on the Lord Jesus, so that no matter what life throws at us, no matter what Satan throws at us, no matter what God might allow, that we can say it is well. Because God is in complete control of all things. He does according to his own will in the army of heaven and on earth. And we had this three times today. It's divine. Three times. It fell on a day. It fell on a day. It fell on a day. We need to see, beloved, that God is in complete control. I was thinking of a way to illustrate this. I was thinking of a man, and we're going back to the 1800s. He lost a son at 4 years old. He had property along Lake Michigan and in the Great Fire of Chicago. His assets were totally wiped out, zeroed. And he was under a good deal of pressure. And the Lord so ordered circumstances that a couple of years later he was preparing to go to England with his wife and with his four surviving daughters. And there were plans laid to cross the Atlantic by ship. At the last moment, something cropped up in his circumstances and he couldn't go. He sent his wife on ahead with his daughters. And that ship sank. It was before the telephone or the mobile phone or all these modern means of communication. The only thing in those days was a telegram. The telegram message came through. Saved. Saved. What that must have meant to him from his wife to say saved. And then the next word, saved alone. His children were gone, but his wife survived. She'd been standing on the deck as the ship was going down. She'd been observed with her little child in her arms until the force of the wave snatched it out of her arms and they were separated. And she was washed up somehow or other. She lost consciousness and a plank was washed under her. And she was rescued. First, she didn't want even to live anymore. But then she realized God has left me here for a purpose. And so that husband, when he heard this news, of course, he got on the first ship he could to go to England to join his wife. On the journey, at a particular juncture, the captain called him up to the deck. And he had the charts there on the bridge. And he said, as far as I can see from these charts, we're right over the spot where the ship went down and where your daughters have perished. That man went back to his cabin and he wrote these words: when peace like a river attendeth my way, when sorrows like sea billows roll, whatever my lot, thou hast taught me to say, it is well with my soul. But the point is, could he have endured such circumstances? Could he have written a hymn which God has used throughout the decades to be so strengthening to others? Could he have done that if he had not soul experience with God? And we need to be prepared. He was a modern day Job. And look at Job. You know, the Lord's given, the Lord's taken away. Blessed be the name of the Lord. Though he slay me, yet will I trust in him. And we're not talking about things that are outside the reach of any of us. And I don't want to prophesy doom and gloom. And I know there are a lot of young people here. But we do not know what circumstances in life are going to bring. We don't know what's round the corner. We don't know what's next door. Look at this. The woman, her most precious thing, her child, her boy. Look at the time of year, the most prosperous time of the year when the reapers were out. It was the time of harvest. Look at the time of day. It was noon. The sun at its noonday strength. When everything was at its best, the blow came. So, beloved, we need to be prepared. And we need to walk with God. And we need to see something of the reality of Christian experience in our life. I remember another occasion I spoke in a certain place. And I spoke on the priestly support and the priestly ministry of the Lord in Hebrews. You don't know how you take up certain subjects. Before the end of the following week, we learned of a car accident in which a husband was cruelly separated from his wife by death, head-on collision. And she was left to pick up the pieces to try and resuscitate her husband and their child, their only child, their first child, crying on the back seat. You see, these are things that confront real people and real Christians in the real world. And we could detail many, many others. And the situation is, if we as parents face the loss of a child or a severe illness or a reversal of fortune or whatever might come our way, can we be like this woman? Can we have great faith, spiritual intelligence, trust? Do we know how to go to the Lord Jesus? May it be, from what we've learned here today, that we might have that spiritual formation, a spiritual formation that will hold good for the rest of our days, and encourage us in spite of circumstances, in spite of our own weakness, in spite of our own failures, to say when we are challenged, it is well with me. It is well. Is it well with thee? It is well. But then the next question that was asked was, is it well with thy husband? Is it well with thy husband? What are we to say here? her husband was older. She may have been more spiritual. She seemed to discern that in Elisha as he passed by, that he was a holy man of God. There are certain areas, perhaps, in which she had better discernment. But there was a godliness that attached to this woman, and it was emphasized in the Bible readings that the truth of headship was in place. And she consulted her husband, and she asked him, and they worked out things together, and they had their exercises. So I say to wives here, is it well with thy husband? Or even to a husband, is it well with thy wife? What about the domestic scene? What about the marriage relationship as we relate to one another on a mental and an emotional and even on a physical level? Do we have strong marriages? We've talked about the importance of the home. We've talked about it as a bulwark in the assembly, that if things are not right in the home, they're not going to be right in the assembly. I'm thinking of a young man, I suppose. He left his phone behind, his mobile phone behind in a taxi in London. The taxi driver picked up the phone, looked through the numbers and phoned his wife and said, oh, we've got your husband's phone here. London? That's the first she knew that he was having an affair with another woman. You say, what has that got to do with us here today? His grandfather was a pillar in the local assembly for many years. His sister is a missionary who served for many years on the foreign field. And his wife, the daughter of missionaries. These things happen, dear brethren. Is it well, not just with thee, but is it well with thy husband? This is something that needs to be worked at, and there needs to be intimacy, and there needs to be communication, and there needs not to be any stress. There will be stresses and strains, but there must be a practical solution to work out things in a very real and meaningful way. In this world in which we live, there are so many temptations, there are so many trials. And if your husband's spending a lot of time on his own, in front of the computer screen, or if he's going away on some business trips that are just quite not according to the usual pattern, you know, we need to be alert in relation to one another and in relation to our home life. And I say this again, is it well with thy husband? We need to be exercised. We need to be in the presence of God about these matters. We need to keep up the dialogue in that situation, one with the other. And if we find that things are not as they should be, seek out a spiritual person, a pastor, someone perhaps who, as well as being a Christian, has experienced it, as well as being a Christian believer, has experience in counseling in these matters. I'm not going to develop this subject any further, but I do feel, beloved, in the world in which we live, not only do we need to be concerned about our own spiritual walk with the Lord, but we need also to be concerned, those of us who are married or those of us who may be seeking a married partner, we need to be concerned that we have a strong relationship in the home. Is it well with thy husband? And then this last one, is it well? Is it well with the child? We know that if a mother miscarries or if a child is stillborn, it's well with the child. We know if the Lord takes home an infant before the age of responsibility, it's well with the soul. David said, I shall go unto him, but he shall not return unto me. And some parents face these trials, exercises that mark them for the rest of their days. But what about those who are a little bit older? What about the children of believers here? What about you, young brother, young sister? Is it well with you? What are the things that are priorities in your life? Where do your interests lie? And parents, we have our exercises and our responsibilities to it. I don't think, you know, when my oldest boy started the what we call the secondary school, when you move beyond the infant school at 11 or 12 years of age in the United Kingdom, and we were going around looking at the different schools, I never realized what the world was in its pull. Not in regard to myself, but in regard to those that were mine. There were the sports activities, there were the different clubs, there were the different interests, there were different friendships and companionships. The world's a very attractive place. But is it going to be well with you from the spiritual point of view? Is it well? Is it well with the child? What an exercise. What a concern as to the direction that you, as a young person and as someone who has had a Christian upbringing and knows the truth, been to the meetings, what are you going to do with it? So I leave these questions with you. I know there's much more that could be said, but we leave it. Is it well with thee? Is it well with thy husband? Is it well with the child?